Blog Talk Radio.
Listen to a high-resolution version of this podcast at metalinjection.net/livecast. Do it now.
Now. Go listen.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it. Now.
Do it.
All right. Let's start the show.
Okay, just go.
Hello, I am Chuck Landington welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Rob turns 30 tomorrow, on Labor Day. Speaking of labor, can you imagine how it must have felt to shoot Rob out of your vagina? Poor Mama Robin. Here's the show.
Mama Robba had to go through a lot of labor to give birth to Robba Robba.
How long?
Yeah.
It was like I want to say like a 12-hour. I'd say 12-hour labor. Like
really?
Like her water broke early in the morning, and I was born at like 6 in the afternoon.
Did she walk around the house with two legs sticking out of her vagina?
What? No, she was in the hospital.
She was an upside down baby.
She was in Maimonides. Rob took 6 weeks to come out of her.
Because he was high.
There were ribs. I was
did her water
ribs.
Break or her Fanta?
Oh. No, Thor's mother's Fanta, bro.
They should have put some ribs next to her vagina, and then you would have jumped out of
it. That's true. It's so true.
That womb.
Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast.
Yeah.
Episode 224.
Damn.
And that's also how old Rob is turning.
Rob's actually the youngest member of this show.
Yeah, it's true. I'm 30.
No, he's not. Jake is the youngest.
Really?
All right, I'm sorry.
When's your birthday,
original
Jake?
Member.
November 18th.
Oh, okay.
Welcome back, Jake.
Thank you.
Hi, Jake.
Hi. November 18th, 1983?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so you're currently the youngest. Huh. You're the baby.
Well,
a couple of months.
You're the most accomplished, so somehow I thought you were a little older.
I mean, have you seen Metal Injection?
I'm talking about of all of us.
I know. Have you seen my website?
Yeah.
It's Metal Injection.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure. Yeah. I guess I haven't told
I'm
the
assuming
world.
The Periphery website has less typos.
Fair point. Fair point.
Metal Injection was around before Periphery, so.
Yeah, and look how far
seniority.
We've got.
Yeah.
Slow and steady wins a race somewhere.
A race. Some sort of race.
Got to be one somewhere.
Okay. But who has more Facebook fans?
I don't know.
Periphery, probably.
Yeah, they do.
No, you're really on top of the Facebook fan knowledge.
You
know everything.
She's the management.
Yeah, but who makes fun of Dave Mustaine more?
Yeah, there we go.
Have you been on tour with us?
All right.
True.
Shit, that's another fail.
Chris Russo in the chat makes a good point. No, no one is asking for Jake to be fired from Periphery. Whereas I do get a few, Rob should be fired.
Yeah, Rob should definitely be fired from Periphery.
At least you're not Metal Sucks. Everything that he writes now is like they want to kill him.
Oh, yeah.
You're just a virgin. You never had fucking sex.
They're really cruel to Axel.
Really?
Yeah, like super cruel.
Is
like
a new
anytime.
Thing or is this always?
Relatively new, I want to say, because it's just like, I don't know, people
Dave
are there.
Mustaine?
No. Like when Axel writes like a mean post about Dave Mustaine.
Is he more trolly lately, or is it just more backlash to the same stuff?
Well, I think it's back. It's like backlash to shitting on Dave Mustaine. Like,
no, it's definitely not just that.
Though. Well, yeah, it's just just anything.
He wrote this post about like an old picture of Jeff Hanneman after he died, and he was like, you know, fondling some bro, his wife, I guess, mm-hmm. who was some random girl at the time, and how he just met her and they fucked in the bathroom, and that was the story.
No, that's a total exaggeration.
Ahead,
the way they met was that.
It's not important to the story.
Well, yeah. But okay, go ahead.
Go ahead, tell me.
The way they met was that, like, his eventual wife went to a Slayer show and she was up front. And then Hanneman ducked down on his knees and grabbed her and started making out with her in the middle of the show.
The same shit.
So romantic. It's very metal romantic.
I made
is
it
that
decent.
What you want to be done to you?
No, I would be the Jeff Hanneman in the scenario.
But anyway.
Because I can't play guitar.
So they
isn't that how you and Jake met? Sorry. Go ahead.
That's all right. The comments are all, you know, well, at least Jeff Hanneman fucked somebody.
Yeah.
You fucking 35-year-old virgin sitting in your mother's basement.
Yeah. Axel, serious question. When was the last time a girl even touched you? Or something like that. Like, it's just
Rob, why would you post that?
Really, really hard stuff. Well, I was in a bad mood that day. But anyway.
Angry at Axel. Angry at Axel.
But yeah, so the number to dial is 646-929-1357. In the show description, I said that if you call in and wish me a happy birthday, because I'm so desperate for birthday wishes, I will say anything you want me to say, which we can then convert into a live cast drop.
Well, we had a...
Within reason. Within reason. I'm
no,
not going to...
I didn't say within reason on
well,
that.
Well, I'm saying this now.
Too late. You're
I'm not going to say anything racist or homophobic.
Why not homophobic?
I don't. I make fun of Phil Labonte for doing that. I don't want to be a Labonte.
It's all as a joke, though.
No sexual or racist epithets. Everything else is okay.
Yeah, there we go.
Until Rob smokes enough weed where he's that's true.
He's deaf faggot.
I tried,
but Rob, no one called in and asked you to say that.
He's looking out for his career right now. I don't blame him. Yeah.
I tried listening back. I can't believe it was 3 years ago where we did the...
It feels like longer than 3 years ago.
I thought it was 2 years ago, but then I looked it up today and it was three. That the episode was anytime somebody called in, I would do a shot of vodka.
Yeah, you were wrecked.
That was in our old studio.
Yeah. And but also I showed up like 20 minutes late, so then I had to down seven shots at once.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Seven people showed up.
That's probably what did it.
I couldn't even get through the whole episode, to be honest with you, because it was just...
yeah, you were passed out on the couch.
No. I mean listening back. Oh. I felt like, oh, I'm going to put this away.
I don't think you finished the actual episode either.
I remember Black, like, I remember the next day, like, Sid being like, oh, do you remember when you did this? I'm like, oh, no, I know. I blacked out.
Well, that's why you thought it was 2 years ago, not three, because you lost a year from
the whole year.
Yeah. And I remember that was like the early, I went to bed right after, like, I just passed out on the couch. Right after that, I didn't even go home.
Yeah,
but there was another episode that you did that too, which was...
Yeah, it was before that though. Like it was before my birthday. We did it when the studio was like at our old apartment.
Yeah,
the studio.
There was that, and there was one like in the first studio that we did where we just raided the beer fridge for any type of liquor that was in there.
Oh yeah,
and like we even had absinthe.
Oh, I remember. Oh, I remember the one where you got too drunk and you just locked yourself.
Yeah, you
in the bathroom.
And we were like, no, we're leaving now.
And you were like, just go. Don't worry about it. Go. I'll close the door later.
Yeah.
We were like, okay.
I almost died that night.
Yeah.
I remember I was like, do you want me to come in? You were like, whatever you do, don't come in. No. No.
Did you ever tell us what went on there? What was it, just pooping or
waiting
to throw up?
I was just leaning over the toilet with my head like hanging inside the toilet puking.
Why do people drink?
I don't know. I don't drink anymore. I just
so we
smoke.
Can tell stories like this.
I drink on a rare occasion, and then the next morning I'm like, all right. All right, we have our first caller. Once again, the number to dial, 646-929-1357.
Now, before you take the call, I just want to say one thing. We had because the first idea was to have White Castle, right?
Yeah.
And then now you have this, which is a good idea. I wanted to say also people can ask you truth or dare. I think that would be interesting.
Oh, boy.
Would you do any truths or take any dares?
I guess.
Can you agree to that?
I'm already feeling uncomfortable.
But dares can't involve any of us, though. Like, I don't want to be a part of it.
All right. True. I agree
like
with that.
Like, no farting on Noah or something.
All right. But you can also, you should also make him say the drops. Do both. If you want.
What? No, one thing. All right.
For every, if you call in and say happy birthday three times, then you get
to do
three things.
One thing.
Sure.
252. I'm not your monkey.
Just say your Joe and call back and say your Tom. That's all.
Yeah.
252, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you from?
Roger. Hi. My name is Roger. I'm a New York native.
Oh, right on.
So, yeah. Staten Island.
Well,
you can hear it.
I know it's a trash dump. Whatever. But happy birthday, Rob. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Now you can like say whatever I want you to say, right?
Yes, within reason.
Within reason.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, I want you to repeat after me because this is something I've seen on Metal Injection today, scrolling through the archives. Something that pissed me off, but I figured today would be the perfect time to you know.
Oh no!
Say it. Yeah,
all right.
I want you to say, Avenged Sevenfold is the shittiest commercial band of all time.
Oh, okay, I don't care. Avenged Sevenfold is the shittiest commercial band of all time. All right,
the
there you go.
Shittiest garbage. Fucking
shittiest
whatever
fucking whatever.
M. Shadows is a faggot.
Oh, well, no, that's, see, that, there we go. There's the there's the line.
Can't say faggot. No faggot.
Replace that word with something else.
The line has been drawn.
Well, he, you already repeated.
Yeah, I've already done.
He's
already done
said happy birthday once.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, well, you know, fair enough. Fair enough.
There are rules to abide by.
Yeah,
Roger.
We can't just be on the phone with you all day. There's other callers now.
He's
yeah, but I mean, I'm the only important one.
Yeah, but
it's Staten Island.
All kidding aside, I like the new Avenged Sevenfold album, and I was
so
like,
much that he tweeted it.
I
out
tweeted
in
about
the
it.
Internet.
I was like, I don't care who knows.
I saw on Facebook.
Look,
it's,
look,
it's bad. There's a lot.
This
of
is my problem.
Like,
hey,
go ahead.
Look, this is my problem with Avenged Sevenfold. Okay, you know, I understand you have to cover a commercial band. You have to, you know, you have to get your, you know, clicks or whatever the hell it is they do. You know, they click on the shit. All
thanks
the teenage kids are like, you know, they're all like, ooh, Avenged Sevenfold, they saved my life, little 15-year-old girls and everything. But here's the thing that pisses me off, okay?
They didn't save their drummer's life.
Oh,
yeah. 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 Well, the truth was he most likely died of AIDS. But anyway.
He died?
You're a very homophobic caller.
No, actually, I'm not. I can prove it. My brother is actually a homosexual. So.
What? No, well, that's a thing that they go to. That you died of AIDS.
I know.
I'm putting the jigsaw pieces together.
Okay. Well, maybe I had my little Philip Labonte moment. Whatever. You know, no, but here's the thing. I read in a post he put on, you know, in the archives. He was saying how metal is nothing like it was before. You know, there'll never be another Metallica or Megadeth or Pantera. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, well, who the fuck are you to say that? You know, it's like, who the fuck are you? You haven't sold as many records as fucking Metallica or Megadeth. I mean, they're not even a fucking metal band. How could they even talk shit about metal? That's so fucking...
Because
that just
pissed
me off. Hold on.
I don't think they were talking shit.
They weren't talking... No, I think you misinterpret what he's saying. He's saying there's never going to be a band like the size of Metallica in the sense that Metallica is such a huge, huge band. And like metal will never get to those heights again because in the early 90s, metal was really big.
Of course. You know, I mean, I'm 30 years old. I've been through, you know, all of the phases of the Metallicas and the fucking, you know, the Nirvanas and the Nine Inch Nails and the Mansons and the fucking, you know, the death metal, the fucking Morbid Angel. I've been through all of that shit. But, I mean, here's my thing is, like, he has no business even saying that. You know, it's because...
But what if he was asked about it? He has the same exact business as you have.
I mean,
it really is his business.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to think about what about all of his peers? I mean, he's like, he was clearly, you know, he was up at, you know, fucking Corey Taylor's ass at one moment. I know they were all like fucking doing some concert or something, filling in for Jonathan Davis of Korn or something like that. And then it's like, you know, they all hang out together and shit on like, you know, whatever. You know, all the commercial guys.
What is your point here? Where are you going?
You're getting Rob so wrapped up on his birthday episode.
You're
that's
making
not
Rob
very
defend
nice.
Avenged Sevenfold.
No, that's
yeah. It's
nice.
Like I don't like him that much. Yeah, really.
No. I mean, my thing is,
Avenged Sevenfold. Here's my why I'm okay with them. Avenged Sevenfold are getting young kids who never listened to metal before into metal.
That's not true.
There was. Hold on.
He has a 13-year-old sister. She's not into any other metal band.
They're one of the most accessible metal bands in the sense that their sound isn't necessarily so heavy where someone who's never heard metal before would be turned off by it, like a death metal band, let's say. And it's something where they implement enough like techniques that other metal bands use where people can go on from Avenged Sevenfold.
This isn't anything new. This is like the way I got into punk when I was a kid is through Green Day.
Yeah.
Green Day isn't the punkest band of all time, but I like them and
then I wonder what they used to open for.
Yeah. What are their influences? And you get into better stuff.
And it's like that's why I feel like metalheads like forget this part of it. It's
somewhere.
Like, yeah, it's like how are people going to get into metal if they don't have a starting point? That's
so
why.
My problem with him was the comment that he made. You know, like you know, metal's never going to see you know another Pantera again or you know whatever.
Yeah,
you know, he's basically saying, but he basically said, you know, this was going to be like, the new album was going to be like the greatest fucking, you know, metal album of all time and shit, and it's not. I listened to it. It's garbage. It's fucking garbage.
Did you think
garbage.
That there was a chance it would have been the greatest metal album of all time?
No, fuck no.
I feel like, would you feel better if he said that we're going to be the next Pantera? Like, would that make you feel better?
No, because that would be the stupidest fucking comment I've ever heard.
So you just don't like Avenged Sevenfold, and that's a really...
No, it's not that. It's just the fact that what he said, it doesn't sit right to me as a metal fan, because it wasn't his place to even, you know, diss
like what? Yeah.
The current state of metal. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
you're getting too passionate about it. It's like, what? Who cares what he
that
says?
That guy has his head really far up his own ass, okay? So that's why he said it. The guy from Avenged Sevenfold.
So people shouldn't listen to Avenged Sevenfold. What should they listen to instead, Roger? Give
Suffocation.
That's like eight people like Suffocation.
Dying Fetus.
Suffocation is a great starting point.
I love Dying Fetus. Now, you know what? You know, I got to say, honestly, American metal, you know, it's not been the best of recent years. You know, I listen
to
more than
with
from
Avenged
Norway
Sevenfold.
And, you know.
Yeah, but he's still a faggot.
Well,
thank you for your commentary. It was very enlightening.
Mm-hmm. Oh, another thank you for letting me rant, you know.
Absolutely.
Anytime.
Give you one piece of advice though?
Oh, Trump, shit, I'm ready. Come on.
So worked up about comments from someone named M Shadows. Just once nothing he says really matters. Yeah. I'm not even going to think about it.
Exactly.
His name is M. Okay. Shadow.
It's like when Jello Biafra is all on the news, you know. Like,
oh, can I say one more thing?
You just did.
How many more things?
Ooh. No, just one more thing.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I hang up on
it. Yeah.
Sorry, Roger, you said one.
He knew it. He went, ooh.
And then he said it again.
Yeah. 646-929-1357. That's the number. We got another call.
We're about to get Rob high, by the way. I feel like that was very stressful for you, and you need to.
I'm like looking at the weed. I'm like, are we smoking yet? All right, 786.
I'm getting high. This shit is so fucking
this
potent.
Is like grade.
He's just packing
A
it, and I'm
shit.
What are we about to smoke?
Chem Dog.
Oh, okay. I've smoked Chem Dog.
Wasn't that the guy from The Walking Dead?
No, from the
black guy?
The Grateful Dead.
Oh, okay.
Close
Wait,
enough.
Not,
no,
there, not, there's other kinds
T-Dog.
Of chem dog? Oh, T-Dog?
T-Dog.
All right, 786, you're on the air on the Mental Injection Livecast.
What's up, guys? This is Kevin from Miami.
Hi, Kevin from Miami. Are we on speakerphone? What's going on?
Yes, sorry.
Yeah, it's a little hard
no
to hear
you. No speakerphone.
Better?
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Are you taking a shot or something?
Am I taking a shot? No. The way it goes is...
This guy just woke up from 2010.
If you wish me a happy birthday, I will then repeat anything you want me to say, as long
including racist and homophobic.
Yeah, as long as it's not racist or homophobic.
Oh, all right. Sorry, I misread that. All right,
then say on the next time on AMC's Breaking Bad.
Next time on AMC's Breaking Bad.
Whoa, who needs to stop cooking?
Never, I'm the one who knocks. bitch.
Oh, that was good. That was great.
Thank you. All right, great. Great call. All
right.
Are you guys, maybe you, Rob, going to be going to the Progressive Nation cruise?
Well, one of us is going. Jake is going because he's playing.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know. Are you going to go?
I want to go so bad. I feel like I would really want to go on that cruise even if Jake's band wasn't playing, because there's so many like prog bands that I've always wanted to see.
Control?
The Flower Kings.
Yeah. Mountain Men.
Tony McAlpine is playing.
King's X I saw is playing.
Oh my God. What are they, 60?
Aminals as Leaders. When I saw it, I'm like, wow, this looks like a great lineup for Noah and complete torture for me. So
I know, you're not going to go.
I'm definitely
stuck.
Skipping it.
It's fine, Jake.
Not
and I
probably
will have a
shrimp
great
cocktail.
I am now on the bus.
Yeah, like you can
find.
Do you remember that was the best part of the 70,000 tons of metal cruise? We can go and get.
You can
dinner.
Order as much as you want. I remember when we went. I ordered two orders of shrimp
cocktail. Yeah, just
cocktail,
because we could.
And the guy kind of like gave me a look, but then I was very glad that I did.
By the way, Sid is now texting where he can get C4 to sink that boat.
Oh, no. If there wasn't anybody I knew on it, I would consider that.
I'm just telling you, Jake, just be aware that
if I blow up a boat with Jake on it, then we'll never have our first live cast, baby.
Yeah, let's make sure
that they already know.
Get Jake a life raft, and then he'll be fine.
No. And his gear might blow up.
But think of all the albums you'll save the world
very
from.
Good.
Does
you hate.
Does still make albums?
Well, that's true. Do they?
I don't know. I didn't even realize they were still playing.
It's a God boat full of Sid Spite sailing through the water.
Cynic's not on it, is
I think that we all should go on the cruise. It'll be like our vacation together. We'll have so many stories for the live cast.
Mm-hmm.
It's not metal enough where Sid would be appalled by
it. We'll just do other things besides listening to
it. Yeah, you can go swimming in the ocean.
I'd go see Periphery.
Buffet.
Will you perform in a Speedo poolside?
Revocation already has the...
That's their gimmick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
Of course. But,
see, you show us how much you know about suffocation.
I figured somebody should do it.
Revocation.
That's what I said. I said suffocation and revocation. I was linking it back to the caller.
Campion once saw, said that Cynic are working on a new album right now.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm excited.
Is Kevin still on the line?
I put him on hold. We can get him back on the line if you'd like.
Oh,
Kevin,
I'm sorry. Someone wanted to know what Jake thinks of Avenged Sevenfold.
I don't really know what their music sounds like totally, but I saw them open for Coheed and Cambria a long time ago, and I thought they were really, really good live.
Okay.
Really good live.
That's how I got into them. I used to be like, talk so much shit on them. And then they played the Golden Gods, and I watched them, and I'm like, wow, like they know how to put on a powerful, like big performance,
and
it's so rare.
Too. Yeah. I don't understand that. Like, yeah, I get like why kids wouldn't like the music if they're listening to stuff like Suffocation.
Yeah.
But, I've gotten to a point where I can't look at bands like that anymore because I know how much work it goes into it. So
yeah.
When I see a band killing it live and sounding great.
Stop making sense. Just let me hate Avenged Sevenfold and feel okay about it.
Oh, you can. You can. Don't feel guilty. You can hate whatever you
want. Yeah, who cares? Like that's. I think that's like the point is that nobody, like you could like or hate whoever you want. But there's one song that everyone's saying sounds like Sad But True on the new record.
By the way, it was secretly Noah that called in and made that hated Avenged Sevenfold.
Yeah.
I think this is it.
Change my voice.
This one or the next one. Loading it up. I think it's this one.
Didn't they start out on Vagrant Records? It was like them and a bunch of emo bands.
They were like they sounded like 18 Visions initially, but then they evolved their sound.
I just remember the most I ever heard them was one year. They had a song on like the Madden soundtrack.
Oh, okay.
And I just hear that song like every 15 minutes.
Yeah,
it
this
was
part.
Terrible. So that's what I think of them. That's all I know.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah, really.
Ooh. But then I feel like it changes. It becomes something else. Like.
Yeah, they played just the right amount enough before they would get sued.
Yeah,
definitely sounds like a Load song either way.
Well, it's just a Sad But True kind of pace.
When are they going to tour with Metallica?
Oh, they. Oh. So.
Oh. This is exactly the same fucking song. This is
same meter.
How could they write this?
Do you think this is one of those things where they like wrote this and
but
like,
this part is different.
It sounds so good, and then like they recorded it, mixed it, everything, and then somebody walked in and was like, guys, you know this sounds like Sad But True, right? And they're like,
fuck, I knew.
Fuck. That's why we thought it sounded so good.
Yeah, it's changed like three parts. But the thing is, when they did a track by track commentary, Metallica was not mentioned once.
Oh my god! Even the drum fill, like the whole thing.
This is.
And then this one is like
a
Guns N' Roses song. I think either this one or Doing Time. Hold on. This is Shepherd of Fire.
November Rain.
So it's just rain.
It's called December Drizzle.
Sounds like a fucking... Countdown to Extinction.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is totally Met. Yeah, you're right. Wow. I think the other one is Guns N' Roses.
Call him Psychotron.
Maybe Avenged Sevenfold, they were just like, we want to do a tribute album, but we don't want to have to share the profits with anyone. How do we do that?
But honestly, what? Like, okay, so they're doing all these songs that sound like rips of other songs, but then that means their fans might go and check out Megadeth and Metallica.
But how do they know if they don't credit who they sound like in their commentary?
Rob, let's A and B this. I have the Megadeth song that this is a rip off of.
Here, Rob.
Here it is.
You finish that.
Oh, wow.
Hold on. Get to the middle part. There it is.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I knew it. You guys love me.
Oh, wow. All right, my turn.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my God. You're so right.
Let's take a moment and... That is crazy. They're the Carlos Mencia of metal.
Yeah, that's
okay,
why.
This one is definitely the Guns N' Roses one. This is like, it's so easy, basically.
Okay. Yeah, even he's even laughing like that. So. Shut up.
You could be mine.
Oh, come on. This is You Could Be Mine, actually.
Yeah,
yeah, that's okay. Totally it.
Hold on, I'll put that on. Wow.
And you know what? Everyone who listens to Avenged Sevenfold is so young that they don't even know that it's
Time to recycle this.
Right. Even the vocals.
Yeah.
Oh, the vocals. But he's been, like, mimicking Axl Rose for albums now. Yeah, like that.
God.
You gotta fast forward this.
It's a great song.
Yeah. Axl Rose is exactly like Dave Mustaine. Just a great musician and nothing good at nothing else.
Wow. But at least now when he puts out crappy albums, he waits 20 years. It's not like a crappy album every 2 years.
That's true. Two, right? It's less than two now. It's Dave. Wait till some lyrics come out. Coming out right now.
Oh my God!
This is incredible.
I can't.
Wow, yeah. Oh, the vocals are like, it's almost like the exact same cadence, basically. Oh.
Oh, they just,
wow. But I mean, let's be honest, it's no sandpaper.
God.
That was M. Shadow's best contribution to the musical canon.
What, really?
What?
I thought
that was Fozzy.
Yeah, no, but featuring M. Shadow.
Oh, yeah.
That was him?
Yeah, he's the one going, oh, it's crap, I'll be clap.
I didn't know that.
That's Chris Jericho.
That's him. He does a guest vocal.
I totally didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't think we knew that.
Wait, so which one is Jericho?
This is Jericho. But then the part that's like, I can't scratch, I wear flash.
I thought that was Jericho.
No, that's M. Shadow.
Wow.
I have even less respect for him now.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, this is like they're harmonizing here.
I just thought it was Jericho's voice layered.
Me too.
Yeah, that's him and M. Shadows. You could hear the Axl.
That's the low Axl. Axl has the two voices.
Oh, there he is.
Sandpaper.
Oh, so he's saying he's the one that goes down, whereas Jericho goes up.
Fuck! I thought that was
fuck the M Shadows.
Fuck the M Shadows. Fuck the N Shadows. Fuck the P Shadows. Fuck all the Shadows. They're all a piece of shit. What the fucking kind of name is the M? Stands for motherfucker.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah, you know what? I don't have that much resentment towards Chris Jericho anymore.
Why?
Because the part of the song that I don't like is not even Chris Jericho.
I don't like any of it. Sorry.
So now this is going to be in my head for like... We need to get Van Sevenfold to do a cover of Hollywood.
Hollywood. It's probably on their album already. They stole every other fucking kind of stuff.
It's all a new track of Van Sevenfold. Hollywood. Hollywood. All right, we got another caller here. He's been waiting for a while.
Fuck the sandpaper.
704, you're on the air.
Hey, guys, what's up? Happy birthday, Rob.
Thank you. Who is this?
This is Baby Daniel in the Fantasy Football League.
Hey,
oh, hello, Baby Daniel.
Sid is about the only one that's going to know, but Noah follows me on Twitter, too. So.
Cool. Well, thank you for listening and joining Sid's league, giving Sid something to do while
he's already done a trade with Barry.
Oh,
kid
wow.
Doesn't waste time.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I better log it and check. So, should I take that Avenged Sevenfold tattoo off? Like, get it removed?
What kind of Avenged Sevenfold tattoo do you have?
I don't really have one.
But if you were to have
those
one.
Those guys are just, oh, my God.
Oh,
you know, I used to love them way back in the day, and they're shit now. I can't believe it.
When did they fall off for you? When was it? When were you done with them?
I was done with them after the second album.
Oh,
you know,
so
yeah, I'm total hipster. You know, I'll admit that. No, I don't know. It just, you know, the first couple of albums sounded kind of decent, and then they got all weird, and I don't know what the fuck happened to them.
Fair enough.
They started collaborating with Chris Jericho.
Yeah.
Yeah, that did happen.
Now it's in my head. Damn it!
The
precursor is what's just repeating in my head.
Sandpaper.
No, the part of the
white hot and black. A witchcraft, a black cat, my fat ass, sandpaper. Just list 19 different things that don't make any sense. Sandpaper.
Sandpaper.
Like random letters out of the alphabet, and that's your name now. Sandpaper. M shadows. It sounds like Neil Hamburg.
My name is M Shadows, and I like sandpaper.
I'd rather listen to that for 5 minutes than
sure.
Me too.
Amen.
So what are you going to have Rob say?
Rob, I want you to say that Avenged Sevenfold is the best band in the world.
Avenged Sevenfold is the best band in the world.
Oh, come on. Give me more radio DJ than that.
Avenged Sevenfold? Well, radio DJ, you actually should sound less
natural.
Like a radio DJ. Yeah. Avenged Sevenfold are the best band ever.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll Avenged Sevenfold, will you?
Can Cousin Brucey...
I'll tell you. I like another band called Avenged 1957 Fold on CBS FM, baby.
I love that every drop is going to be you talking about Avenged Sevenfold.
Yeah, sure. They could use the extra promotion. You were saying Metallica and Avenged Sevenfold ever toured together. Avenged Sevenfold played Orion Festival, the first Orion Festival. And what I remember is basically everyone there was wearing a Metallica shirt. It was a two-day festival. The first day, everyone's wearing Metallica shirts. The second day, the only other band that I noticed was Avenged Sevenfold shirts, and it was all kids, and we were actually doing this thing where we were walking around asking people what their favorite Metallica song was, and we went up to this group of Avenged Sevenfold fans. They never even heard Metallica. They could not name one Metallica song. They were there for Avenged Sevenfold.
Who are they to say that? To not know who Metallica is.
Yeah. The band is huge. It's
I see so many fucking kids, like kids, teenagers, below 18,
of course,
walking around with their shirts on.
Because Avenged Sevenfold is the only band that'll get coverage in like Rolling Stone or Spin or like anywhere that like a kid who has no clue as to what metal is could be exposed to it.
Kids don't read Rolling Stone.
Well, you know what I mean. But like, or like alt press.
But if they're in Rolling Stone, there are places where kids will hear it.
Anyway. There we go.
That was so far a very, very, very tame.
Maybe we should inspire people because, all right, this one of our listeners, Spanky, who's a great, he sent me a few.
He's the one that loves just grabbing photos of me and photoshopping me.
Well, now he's taking it a step further.
Oh, my God.
He also sent me that Danny remix, the goodbye. But he sent me about 50 drops of you saying, also a couple of us. Which I should probably start with those. But,
sure.
This is me.
Let me indulge your penis.
Let me indulge your penis. A couple of them are.
That's an old one.
Yeah. No, that's about. It's within this year for sure.
It?
Yeah.
Okay.
Some of these are a little low, though. Okay.
He has a big fat pocket full of penis.
Full of penis. Big fat pocket full of penis.
My throat is a little bit stuffed with cum.
With cum. I think that's cum. Hold on.
I never said that. When did I ever say that?
Clearly you
My
said it.
My throat is a little bit stuffed with cum.
It sounds like there's an edit there before the cum, like it was
Or is it like a sex charade or a sex Mad Libs that we
were playing? I distinctly remember 95% of these. So I don't know why he just edit one of it. You probably
that's
for that purpose. So
maybe that's why
he
did it.
All right, let's
clever motherfucker.
That's Sid being doing a gay voice.
Or an old granny voice.
Yeah,
it could be either.
Yeah. Just give me dudes, please.
Let's see, what else we got? There's the Robba drops.
Uh-oh. Let's do inhaling dudes.
Inhaling dudes.
Wait, do you want me to put some balls in your mouth?
I already have a penis. I can go either way.
I fingered myself recently. I had my weekly drop earlier today.
I have no choice. I like having. I like keeping a tight asshole.
I put on women's clothing.
I touch my penis. I'm sure there are real dolls of little boys.
Hold on.
I've never stuck my dick on a thing.
That's what you mean.
Look, I like free things as much as the next guy, but I don't need another deal. Look.
That was a little too slurred, otherwise that would be my favorite.
Oh my god.
My ass is gorgeous.
My ass is gorgeous.
Well, that's just me talking about facts.
This one's about your sister.
Oh, no.
My sister would never dilate her anus.
That's a good thing, I guess.
On the bottom of my penis.
Oh, I'm a fond very do.
I'm a fond very do.
Penis is the most viewed one, actually.
Do you remember what that is?
No, I do.
A smeg in my sub?
You're talking about a Subway sandwich, I think.
When the guy put the penis on the...
Okay.
All right. You didn't have
to... Squeeze your balls, kids.
Stuck inside your penis.
Okay, this one, this is my favorite one.
Thank you, Miss Minaj. I am a stupid hoe.
Oh, tied with this one. I already had this drop, though.
The most sensitive part of your dick. Give it to me.
This should be your demo reel.
Yeah.
You look for more voiceover work.
You can down a dick.
Down a dick. The last one. Oh, fuck.
You never know when a tight asshole can come in handy.
That's it. Very good job.
All right, yeah, that was good.
That was a nice birthday present for Rob.
Yeah. I was very worried that there were going to be some uncomfortable drops, but nothing too bad.
What? Oh, I made you candy baking cake.
Oh, is there a cake to it as well?
No, it's just a pile of candy baking.
Oh, okay. Even better.
Oh, wow. Let's see. What does it look
like? We're doing this on air?
Yeah, I want you to eat it.
There's
a live. I think it was loud enough. She said, I want you to eat it. Oh, my God. It looks like just all bacon.
Yeah.
It's
just bacon.
That's all it is.
I thought it was like bacon on
a
cake.
How do you get it so that the bacon hasn't shrunk? What's your trick there?
It did shrink. I just buy really good bacon. So when it
It was bigger than that.
Down to size.
You want to name drop the brand?
What's your bacon choice?
Goldberg's bacon.
I think Applegate Farms or something. Mm,
that's a good one.
And Boar's Head is actually good too.
Mmm, this is a good bacon.
What do you candy it with?
Sugar and cayenne pepper. Sorry.
Paper.
Cayenne paper. No, but Sid has to try it.
Okay.
Because last week Sid was saying how like he doesn't get candy bacon.
He said bacon with chocolate he didn't get.
But he didn't. He wasn't interested in candy bacon.
I don't know. Let me have one.
The cayenne pepper saves it because otherwise it would be too sweet.
Right.
But then it gives it a little kick at the end.
Yeah.
Thumbs up.
No one makes a good candy bacon.
If only I could share it with the world. I would give it to everyone else.
That should be your business.
This is terrific.
Just have a candied bacon stand?
Yeah, or a food truck with just candied bacon.
You would sell it like it would be in like a cone you would throw it in?
Wax
people
paper.
Would hold? Oh, okay.
Wax paper.
Yeah. Ugh. It'd be great.
So good. I've eaten bacon like all day.
How much would you charge per strip of bacon?
I guess like $1.50.
Charge way more than that.
Really?
I'd say $3 at least.
Nothing. Per bacon.
I just want the meat. Oh my god.
That'll be the name of the company. Just want the meat.
There's no food truck that has anything for $1.50.
Yeah. Plus you'd have to deal with coins.
All right, $2.
Yeah, that's fair.
That makes it worth it.
These are pretty big slices of bacon.
Yeah, you should do like 2 for $4. Squeeze more money out of them.
Yeah, the pepper really helps a lot.
All right. So you would pay like $3 for one?
I don't know.
In this neighborhood, people would.
Yeah. 2 for $4.
Please, that fucking taco truck out here that's by the studio. Oh, my God. That's ridiculous prices. And they have tiny...
Which one? Endless Summer?
I don't know. It's just some Mexicans in a truck. I don't think it has a name or anything.
Is it on Metropolitan?
No, it's right when you walk to the train station from here.
Oh.
But that I got a taco from there once and it was like the size of my thumbnail and it was like $4.50 or something. It was awful. It tasted like paper.
Oh.
So you could definitely sell actual.
Would you say it tasted like sandpaper?
A little taco, way too small, sandpaper.
Maybe this could be the prize for fantasy football. Send someone candied bacon over
into
the
I was thinking that before, but...
And send the loser sandpaper.
No,
I mean the song, though. That would be even worse than actual sandpaper. You could use sandpaper for something.
We have some more callers. By the way, the number to dial, 646-929-1357. If you call and wish me happy birthday, you can then get me to say whatever you want within reason.
I hate candied bacon.
Yeah.
That. No. Well, Dan just said it.
I want you to say it. Go ahead. That's my
hate candied bacon.
See, I knew it.
I wish Rob a happy birthday.
Yeah.
Rob, happy birthday.
Okay. Well, it's retroactively. 562, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you from?
Alex from California. Merry birthday, Robert.
Oh, thank you. We missed your name. What is it?
Alex.
Alex.
Yeah, I called in about a year ago. It's been a while, though.
Oh,
what'd you call in about last time?
Last time I called in, I think I was telling you guys about... Ooh, there's echo on my phone. Never mind. Last time, I think it was about, like, second-generation joints, like saving the roaches of those and using that to grind it up all and use it in a second joint.
Don't remember that.
Mm. Yes, well...
That was a really deep conversation we had. You just started.
Yeah.
It's
a good one. I actually think... that the Lifecast curse is, aside from just interviewing people, because interestingly enough, I think last week you mentioned mitzvah mobiles, and on Friday I actually got in a hit and run with someone driving a mitzvah mobile.
So a mitzvah mobile.
You shouldn't laugh at that. That's
just
can I stop? I thought he said nymphomobile.
Yeah, so did I at first.
Oh no, mitzvah.
What's the mitzvah mobile again? Let's just remind. It's just like a thing with that they go around.
But Alex, tell us. He's the one that's seen one.
Alex,
he's
the one that had one run into him.
Yeah. What was the mitzvah mobile like?
It was really large. The logo was like right on the side. I guess he had his own design font. I don't know.
Was it kind of...
But I mean, general, it's just Jews that drive around with a fucking meth lab RV.
Basically.
And they blast music. Let me tell you something. These fucking Jews, today I woke up.
That's a good alternate name for this show, by the way. These fucking Jews today.
Yeah, seriously. No, I was taking a brief nap before the show. And they drive by my fucking window and they're blasting music. I don't know where the fuck I am. I'm waking up from a nap out of here. Die, die, yay, do, die, die, yay. Like, what the fuck are you doing? It's like 1:30 p.m. in the afternoon.
At least they weren't playing their Daft Punk cover.
Let's play that.
Which is an actual thing.
Sid found this video of these Jews in Israel. They did a Daft Punk cover about being a Jew, like how great.
About Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah. You got to purify your
life. Rosh Hashanah, by the way, is the Jewish New Year, which is in a week.
And by the way, we'll get back to your hit and run in a second.
There's a bitch in guitar solo.
Wait. No,
I hear Daft Punk collaborating with Manishahu.
Yeah, and Ja Rule.
Well, while I cue that up, tell us about how you got hit and run.
I mean, you did the hit.
No, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, sorry. okay, so basically I ordered like Chinese food and I was coming out. I was picking up at the time and then I hear this crash like right outside and I quick turn around and I see him like starting to fucking pull away and I have to like sprint out and then block him like, well, he tried to make a right and oh my gosh, my car has just been totally like,
where was
the back end, and it's all crashed up and
in front of Jerusalem too.
Yeah, where did this happen?
Right up where I live. This one Chinese food place, Fortune Cookie.
Where do you live?
Where,
Kapanash.
I picked street parking. I should have just parked in the lot, but.
Where do you live? Like
what part of the country? Not your address.
Where in the world?
California. I said that. Long Beach, more specifically.
There's Jews everywhere. They're all over.
I didn't know they were so.
They're worldwide.
Are you kidding me?
California. Those were so laid back.
Well, was there
like a mitzvah convertible?
Was there like a hippie design on the mitzvah mobile? Was it very earth, or was it like, whoa, man, mitzvahs?
Smoke coming out of it.
Whoa, mitzvahs.
They're very hip.
Incense floating out.
Yeah.
Something.
So did you get the guy's number? Are you going to sue him? What's next?
I got his information from him, and I
what
said it
name?
Happened on a Friday night. His name was Saul.
Hello. Saul.
I don't want to give out his last name, though. So.
Of course. Does it end in a Berg or a man? Yes. Excellent.
A green or a steel or...
Yeah. No, but go ahead.
Did he buy your building and turn the heat off while you're in addition to
But so anyways, this happened on Friday night, so I think it was he was trying to get home before the sun went down, so he was like maybe in a hurry or something.
Did he ask you to shut the lights off in his RV?
I have a two-part question. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Let's hear it.
What did you order from the Chinese restaurant, and were you able to complete your meal, or did this ruin it?
No, the meal wasn't ruined. I called ahead. I got orange chicken, garlic beef, house fried rice, and hot and sour soup. It's really good. No, for a family. I was eating dinner with my folks that night.
Oh, nice.
What a nice young man.
Maybe because it wasn't close. They tried to ram into you.
Maybe
this
was Shanghai.
That was
his mitzvah
was
right before the
Chinese
sun went
place.
Down.
Yeah.
You're
doing
this is with pork. What?
That's what the mitzvah.
I should have opened my fortune cookie earlier. It could have warned me.
See a nice Jewish boy going to a non-kosher restaurant and show
without the mezuzah on the door.
The all right, well, thank you for your call, and thank you for the happy birthday
call.
Wish.
There's a mezuzah, a lot of people know, on the door of the Metal Injection Studios.
Yeah, Jared kissed it when we
I did.
Came in today.
With
ironically,
finger.
I mean, that's sincerely, though, right?
What do you mean?
You weren't ironically kissing it.
Of course not. I'm a good Jew. Are you kidding me?
Okay, good. All right, should we go to a music break?
Well, let's hear the Daft Punk.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I forgot
like
about that.
It's a related issue.
Yeah.
This could be the beginning of the music break.
No, we got to talk about it.
For what it was done really well, I have to say.
Yeah.
Of course you'd say that.
No, I agree. It's terrible, but at least, like, they
put effort into it.
Yeah. I don't think it's well done. It's a terrible song. I think the
video is well shot.
Yeah.
The production. And their video.
The show far?
You don't like the guy's guitar playing?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I thought, wait, first of all, hold on, pause it. Because I don't want to miss anything. Is this, like, did they just take a track and sing over, or did they recreate everything?
No, there's, like, a bunch of, like, boys who are in his, like, band.
In the video, but I mean, like, in real life, did they actually
I feel like they re-recorded the song. They recorded, they did it from scratch, because there's also Shofar in it.
Did M. Shadows collaborate on it?
He does the low notes.
All right, it sounds just like another song. That's why. I thought maybe it was him.
Yeah.
All right.
It's Moisha Shadows, yeah.
All ends with beginning. Why do they put a good into everything? They got a
beginning. This is so embarrassing.
This is going to be on the Hasidic American Idol. Remember, what was it called? Hebrew Idol? What was it?
They have some little
Jewish star.
Yeah, they have like a 7-year-old auto tune.
This little fuck. Every kid in my class who used to go to Hebrew school which looks just like this little kid.
Yep.
Well, because they all come from like the same.
Wait. Let's listen to this. That's the show part.
Get clarity, everybody. Singles and you feel to fish. You know, no rhythm whatsoever in this fucking song.
We're up all night to get lucky. Translate to
Rosh Hashanah, we're here to get clarity.
Yeah,
everybody say 15 words in a row really fast.
That's how rabbis talk. They talk really fast.
Yeah. Get it.
The shofar we are hearing.
We never wear those fucking earrings.
Get it out.
Make mistakes.
Oh, I love this part.
We can change,
but no women are allowed to dance with us. Because they're temptresses. We're so cool, but then randomly we say,
I need a review from the two musicians in the room.
I was like, play that back, please.
Rush is gonna rip.
Oh, the rap is next.
Hold on.
And he's got one of those weird guitars without a
headset. Yeah, he has the Paul Mustard doll.
Yeah, but it's a German guitar.
Pause it.
It's quite possibly a German guitar, yeah.
Like Steinberg.
Wait, hold on. A Jew is using a German guitar?
Yeah.
How soon they forget?
Let's hear the solo again.
Can you pause it 1 second? Chris Russo just said, this was performed by the music class at Yeshiva Rambam. That's knowing our show, because we mentioned Yeshiva Rambam one time for like 30 seconds, like 4 years ago. For those of you who don't remember that one show that we did, it's like this fucking, like, somewhere upstate. There's like a, right? No, it's
no,
on.
No, it's, I, no, I think it's like on King's Highway. And
what?
Like,
no,
East
it's definitely,
14th.
No. Rambam is way out of New York.
There is a, or like a branch of Yeshiva Rambam, because I had that creepy tutor who went to Yeshiva Rambam.
A music tutor, was it?
No, it was like a math tutor.
Oh, okay.
With no teeth, and he had the cayenne pepper on his nails, remember?
Is that where you got the inspiration to make the bacon with the cayenne pepper?
Yes, in memory.
Those will symbolize his fingers that were eating, that were trying to touch your hoo-hoo. Okay, the rap. Let's hear the rap part. Boy, little kid boy rapping.
Rush is gonna rip in the book of life. Rush is trying to stop all the strife.
Tell us how far we're wrong. And get dirty.
Just don't wear spandex if you're riding a bike down Williamsburg.
This is, it angers me, like how they're like, oh, Rosh Hashanah, it's like a reset. Like, oh, everything you did wrong, forget about it.
Hey, Catholics can do it, why not?
religion is absurd.
That's what Colette, like with Catholics, they can reset every week. With Jews, they're like, all right, you got to hold in. You got to hold
it. You
got to
collect
the whole year.
You got to collect it,
and then just release it. Fine, one day we'll let you release it, and then that's it.
Yeah, Chris Russo said it's like King's Highway and East 35th or something like that. Yeah, exactly. That's where Yeshiva Rambam is.
Oh, like by the hospital over there?
Yes.
Okay. I know where that is.
Yeah, someone just, a big sausage in the chat just put the correct link for the Daft Punk.
Oh, that's for Yeshiva Rambam.
That basically ruins that song.
Good.
I mean, like, I'm over it. It's like
that song was ruined
death.
When they
it's
first
the
recorded it.
Well, no, it's great. Yeah, but it's like it's done now. It's just.
It's
too overplayed.
It's not great. It wasn't great.
It was
I
good.
I agree with Darren.
What did you guys think of the Get Lucky?
I thought
song?
It was like one of those songs they put at the. Oh wait, I guess they did play at the MTV Music Awards.
Trash it.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, let's take a music break.
No, this is
let's
not a
get
music
lucky
break.
To the music break.
Let's go back to the Yeshiva Rambam version.
Rob, do you?
At least there was
something
secretly
that I could laugh at. Fantasize about doing like the dance music Sirius channel.
Oh no, not at all. I'm not at all secure in my knowledge of dance music to do it.
Okay.
That never stopped you from doing metal injection.
Oh, I knew that was coming.
I know. My insecurity in dance knowledge definitely didn't stop me from metal injection.
Yes.
There. All right.
I touch my penis.
You squeeze your balls, kids.
Because you can down a dick.
No. I like keeping a tight asshole. All right. Let's start.
Either way. Wait, do you want me to put some balls in your mouth?
Let's start.
It's like the perfect soundtrack for all those.
I've never stuck my dick on a thing. Let's start with the song that I think Roger would approve of. The band is Rivers of Nihil.
Nihil. Minaj. I am a stupid
host. Nihil. Maybe.
Nihil.
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 Yeah, that's the Russian.
Nihil.
Nihil.
Rivers of Nihil.
Wait, this song is not good. I'm going to ram my truck into it.
Nihil is the waiter from the restaurant that Darren goes to.
They have a new album called The Conscious Seed of Light.
Would you like some extra tomato and onion on your lamb vindaloo?
Yes,
I am
please.
Nihil. I can help you.
So here's their new track. It's called Rain Eater.
We'll be right back. This is Chuck Blandington. I apologize if my announcements haven't been up to par lately. My dumbass neighbor has been moving bricks around his yard and screaming motherfucker at the top of his lungs all night. I haven't slept in a week. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast.
I live my life.
9 out of 10 baby rapists agree. The Metal Injection live cast is pretty funny. Keep listening. This is Chuck Blandington, reminding you, you can't spell AIDS without SID, and if you knew him like I do, you'd understand. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast at metalinjection.net.
Let's go.
Hey, 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 here I go now. Here I go into new days. Do you bury me when I'm gone? Do you teach me while I'm here? Just as soon as I belong. Then it's time I disappear, so that you can hear more of the Metal Injection live cast.
Yes, thank you, Chuck. Thank you, Metallica.
Who was that calling you, Rob?
Time Warner Cable.
Oh, really? What do they want?
I just have an appointment.
Oh, what's wrong?
My internet is being intermittent.
Oh,
I saw you tweeted about that.
It's not showing channel 2.
Oh, I don't have cable. No, that's not it. It's just it's weird. There's something messed up with the wiring by my house, and every few months or like a year, a technician has to basically come and like
it's probably
fix
rats.
It. Yeah.
Rats chewing up the wires.
Termites.
The Time Warner Cable is not showing. That's the local
CBS
New York
CBS
affiliate.
Thankfully, like I don't watch a single thing on CBS, so
it's all over the country though. It's not just in New York.
It's not all. I think it's
here.
Like in California, Texas, New York. I don't know if it's nationwide.
but who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, football is going to be on channel 2.
Yeah, but like just find somebody who has NFL Sunday Ticket and you're golden.
I guess.
And like anything good that happens on Letterman is on every website the next day, so that's fine.
But that means you have to see another person.
Oh, for the football?
Yeah.
Just watch whatever game's on Fox.
Really? What if it's your team that's on CBS?
Well,
internet
my team's
streams.
The Giants, so they're only
occasionally
on
CBS.
Guys, we're doing a live cast
here.
Also
true.
No boring sports.
There's
talk.
Radio.
Let's go over the music break. We kicked off with Rivers of Nile. Then some Nevermore, Inside Four Walls.
Rob, this is the live cast. We don't talk about music on this show.
Sorry.
Get back to Babu Shuzin.
Followed by Trap Them with Evictionaries.
Everybody laughed. Does anybody even know who that is?
I know who Babu Shuzin is.
I figured you would.
He's the play-by-play
like
guy of the Jets.
Okay. Yeah.
Bob with shoes on.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said Baba Shuzin, like
an
old woman.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said. Baba.
Maybe.
Baba Shuzin.
Like Bushka.
Baba Booey.
Babushka Bowie.
There's a guy on the Alabama Crimson Tide football team whose name is Haha Clinton Dix.
What?
First name Haha, last name Clinton hyphen Dix. Huh. Yeah. Apparently the first name is it's a nickname and his actual name is Hashan.
Uh-huh. That's much better.
Yeah. But Haha Clinton Dix.
How do you get to Hashan?
I don't know.
Also, like, how is it that like this family is so progressive that like the woman hyphenates, but
names
their son Hashan. Maybe it's really close to Hashem.
But maybe she was.
yeah, he looked Orthodox Jewish to be. So.
What if she was doing the birth certificate and she sneezed in the middle? Hashan, I want to name my child Sean. Not too late. It's
Hashan.
Sorry.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yes.
You know, Amari Stoudemire is Jewish.
Exactly does that work?
He's Jewish. He claims he's Jewish. He converted to
I know
Jewish.
He converted. It's not like some kind of distant relative or something. I know he's been like to Israel and it's like a whole thing with him.
He was driving the Mitzvah.
Yeah. He swerved into me because he saw I had a Nets bumper sticker.
Yeah. Did he?
No.
Wow. Oh, come on. That would have been such a good story.
You couldn't have lied to Darren.
I don't have a Nets bumper sticker. I'm not a bumper sticker kind of guy.
More of a front bumper
Disco
sticker.
Disco Stew doesn't advertise. That's all.
But what about Sid? Does Sid advertise?
No.
Okay. Here's what Amari Stoudemire said. In a 2010 interview, Stoudemire said, "I have been aware since my youth that I am Hebrew through my mother, and that is something that has played a subtle but important role in my development." He visited Israel that year, saying he intended to get a better understanding of his heritage. Traveling with Stoudemire was Idan Ravin, who works as a private coach for many NBA players, who include LeBron James, Kevin Durant, and maybe he's secretly turning them all Jewish.
What's so, like, why can't he be a Jew? Like, why?
He's black. That's just not, it's not a common thing, that's all. Not that he can't be.
Is he like a black Israelite?
Yeah, he could be an Israelite.
Well, I read that at first they had did this whole thing where he's Jewish and and then it started coming out he's more like a Black Panther, that they say they're Jewish and the Jews
so
are...
So he hangs out outside of Madison Square Garden in like shiny silver outfits, yelling
wish,
at people?
I wish he did that.
Selling programs?
I don't know if they have that outside of New York. We might be like, provincial here, but
that's fine.
That's a funny thing that
they
happens.
They dress like aliens.
Yeah, these black guys that dress up like aliens, and they yell at white people that walk by. They hang around Times Square, and
they used to have their own. They used to have their own B-Cat show. Where it was
yes,
like camcorder footage of them yelling at people.
The B-Cat show was on right after our pro wrestling
show
that we used to put on. And we used to always make comments about, like, make joking comments in the promos and everything about, like, we're the number one rated show except for the Lion's Den and all that. And a guy called our hotline pissed off and left a rant about how we're fucking crackers and everything.
Oh,
and
well,
we're
that's
mocking
true.
God and all that.
That's also true.
That's true.
But I don't regret making that call.
You were with Amari Stoudemire, weren't you? Driving the Mitzmobile. Yes.
Any more songs to read off, Rob?
So, no, that was the whole break.
Okay.
That was it. All right, great show. It is my birthday show.
Uh-huh.
We could use it. Somebody to wish me happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Rob.
My morale is pretty low right now. I need a caller.
Remind the callers, you can request Rob say anything that you like, and it'll become a drop. Or you can also truth or dare him to do something or say something tell a truth.
646-929-1357.
To tell a truth about his life, answer a truthful question. Or question truthfully, I should say.
Someone call in and make Rob say a tongue twister.
Or a titty twister.
That's a good one. Happy birthday, Rob.
Oh, thank you.
The six sheep six sheep sick. Say that.
What?
Six
sheep
sick. That's the new Avenged Sevenfold album, isn't it?
No, I can't even remember it. I'll
find it online for you. Just search the six sick. Six sick and the rest will come up.
He doesn't know how to spell it.
Sixth and sick, S-I-C-K. You'll find it. And you say that.
Okay, I see. The sixth, six, cheek, sixth, sheep, sick.
Yeah, pretty
three
good.
Times.
The sixth, six, cheek, sixth, sheep, sick. Wow.
It hurts my ears.
I'm halfway through it, I'm like, am I even saying words?
Yeah, I know.
Is this a thing?
And you're drooling on yourself.
Well, that I'm used to.
What about someone wants you to say in the chat, Irish wristwatch?
Irish wristwatch.
Nope.
Said it wrong.
Irish wristwatch.
You said Iris.
Yes. Irish wristwatch.
You would say that anyway.
Iris.
Nope.
Iris.
Oh, that's someone wrote something in, like, French or something.
What?
For you to read.
Yeah, well, sorry, Panera Bread Glory Holes. I'm not reading that one.
That's a tongue twister in French.
Come on, try it, Rob.
Un chasseur, sans son chien, est un bon chasseur, qui fait sa chair, je suis
What?
Sure.
That's a drop. It's the only drop I'll ever need.
On the bottom of my penis.
Delete all those. Rob, try to talk French wins.
Yes,
next week, 2 hours of that drop on the loop.
Oh, chasseur, sa chance, sa chère, sa sons, je ne stone bone, sa chère. Can't even. I don't know. Mr. Paul says I've nailed the French accent. So
Chris Russo wants to know, can you read Russian?
Like a first grader or like a kindergartner, I can read Russian.
So better than you read English. I can sound out what each word says. I know the alphabet. I don't know what they mean though.
So Russian is tricky. It's similar to English in the sense of there are like letters.
Yes.
That actually have different pronunciations than what you would assume they have.
Mm-hmm. I thought just similar because they both have letters.
But also the Russian alphabet has more letters.
Mm-hmm. They have little squiggly lines that are just vowel sounds.
Yeah, different accents for... There's a character which it softens the vowel right before it.
Right. It's not. It doesn't even have any sound.
Yeah. It's like, come on.
Give us an example of what the word sounds like with the character.
I can't even think of it. The number to dial is 646-929-1357. DJF in the chat asks, what am I doing wrong? I can't call in. Maybe it's because you're not dialing.
Oh, no.
the Blog Talk. Oh, it's the support desk is closed for Labor Day. I thought they just like shut down Blog Talk Radio.
No, we've already had callers. No, I don't know if you were here for that part where we had a few callers. Wish me a happy birthday.
It was so long ago, I forgot.
She's too busy making you bacon, motherfucker.
Oh, it was delicious bacon. Thank you.
Jeez, right. Rob. Jeez, rib.
Yeah, where were the ribs?
I also bought kielbasa for Rob's barbecue.
Will there be ribs for Rob's barbecue?
I don't know how to make ribs. Okay. Too much work.
All right. Well,
are you going to be the only one cooking?
Yeah.
I'm not going
to
be cooking.
Okay, so then what does it matter if you know how to make
ribs?
Because
I have to prepare the ribs.
Just bring the thing of ribs and be like, somebody else figure it out. Here you go.
We got to marinate them.
Yeah, you got to like marinate them
just
overnight.
Just candy them like bacon. Candy ribs.
Sounds good.
Oh.
Candy ribs.
Yeah.
Rob's candy ribs.
My favorite two things. Candy and ribs.
What about weed?
My favorite three things.
What about your friends?
My favorite four
what
things.
What about Avenged Sevenfold?
My favorite four things. Okay. Oh, I touch my penis.
Oh, five.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, that is part of me, though, so. Wait, do you want me to put some balls in your mouth?
My favorite six things.
Look, I like three things as much as the next guy, but I don't need another deal, though. What's the context? I don't even
know.
Somebody offered you a free dildo.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't given any documentation with this list of drops.
It's funnier without context.
Fair point. Did everyone see that Ozzy almost set his kitchen on fire,
yes.
Apparently.
Making bacon.
Making a bacon sandwich. He needs, you know, in his life to make him candied bacon.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't even trying to fucking candy the fucking thing.
Well, I think it's like what actually happened is just his fire alarm went off. There wasn't actually a fire.
So what's the story then?
It's just, you know, the fire department showed up at his house because the fire alarm is immediately linked to like call.
Why?
The
Rob's,
fire department.
Rob's just looking for clicks, and he figured, what better than Ozzy and bacon in the same headline?
Yeah.
Everyone.
Well, no. At first, it was just like, oh, it's clear that he set his kitchen on fire, but then
he's
like, oh, he didn't.
That'll get the neck beards onto my site. You should put Neil deGrasse Tyson on there also.
Talking about the science of burning a kitchen on fire. Like how, like doing a reenactment?
Yeah. Actually, you should send the question to his podcast.
Do you listen to his podcast, Noah?
Sometimes.
What do you learn? What have you learned?
How to make candied bacon.
How to make candied bacon.
Oh.
The science.
Where Falconer will be touring next week.
No, he doesn't cover that. It's not music.
Well, he's so smart. I figured he could get that in.
With a star map or something.
So
it looks like they're over there.
So
okay. You
say he's just going to predict where
they're
going to
Ursa Major says that Falconer is in Norway next week.
Not astrology.
I don't know. It's all the same, right?
Something about a Sagittarius.
Something like that.
It's I don't know. I didn't say he was going to do somebody's horoscope. He's using this. He does stuff with the sky and stars and shit. Planets.
Stars and shit.
That's what he does.
That's what I vote for the title of this episode. Stars and shit.
Someone in the chat, their username is Rob Injections Pedo Beard.
Oh.
Do I look like I have a pedo beard?
Sure.
What is it? I didn't know that was a distinctive trait.
No, you look like a neck beard. You look like
what's a neck beard?
No, I guess I trim more of my neck beard off. But.
Like a guy who goes to Comic-Con conventions and stuff, you know, like a neck beard, you know. You know those guys.
A blogger. He says you look like a blogger.
Yeah, I will actually be appearing at the New York City Comic-Con.
Appearing?
Yes, I will be appearing
what
there.
What does that mean?
Well, we have a booth. We're going to be selling metal injection shirts.
Who's going to make an appearance? Find some posters.
Yeah, I'll find some posters.
Think you're going to sell a lot of metal injection shirts at Comic-Con?
Yeah.
Really?
Did you sell any last time?
No, we didn't go last time. But Metal Flux guy sold a bunch.
Are you
going like,
to
have
any 8x10s of Virgil that you could sell us?
Virgil's going to probably have a booth. I remember when I went, I saw him there.
You should be
he goes into every con.
You should set up next to him.
I wish.
And then have like a contest.
We can't afford the placement that Virgil gets.
Really?
I don't know.
He doesn't pay. He just goes and sets his thing up.
No, he would no for like something like that. You'd have to pay. You wouldn't be able. You wouldn't get in the place.
He's just already there when they show up to set the Comic Con.
He just has a deal with the Javits Center, Jacob Javits Center.
But I'm serious. I'm not joking. Like I read that he just goes in and sets his table up.
Who's going to kick Virgil on
the subway?
Yeah.
What's the harm letting him sit there anyway? No one talks.
Well, you got to pay for space.
Well, he probably just goes between two fucking things. Just
or maybe he goes into the bathroom.
If you look at those photos, you know, he never looks like he's in a real position where they would put you. He looks like he's in front of two things.
Well, at the Comic-Con, he definitely, I mean, this is funny and all, but not to burst your bubble.
No, I'm
he definitely got a spot.
I don't know about Comic-Con. I've seen a lot of those fucking
I'm sure.
Where he just walks in. I read that. I read someone saying that he doesn't pay, he just walks in. I'm not making that up.
Yeah. Oh, we got a bunch of calls.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's Virgil's lawyer.
585, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm DJ from Rochester.
Hello, DJ from Rochester.
I wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Wow.
Also wanted you to say for a drop that your banana hammock is too tight.
My banana hammock is too tight.
That was great.
Was that
a
good
one?
Say
that's
it more like whiny, like somebody else should fix
my
it.
My banana hammock is my banana hammock is too tight.
I like that.
Okay, good.
Well done.
Beautiful, Rob. Beautiful,
director.
All right, thank you. We have a bunch of calls.
Take 606.
606.
Hello.
Hello. Yes. What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Jesse, and I'm from Kentucky.
Hey, Jesse from Kentucky.
Hello. Happy birthday, Rob.
Oh, thank you.
So sweet. I was the person that was having the trouble also.
Oh, trouble calling in?
This is my first time.
Using a phone, like ever?
Ever making a phone.
Oh, no. We're not that low-tech here.
We only got phone service. That's true.
Bell Atlantic.
First time, long time, though? You've been a listener for a while? Or?
About a year. I started around June.
Of this year or last year?
Last year.
Okay.
It's been a year.
Well, you never know.
You might be rounding up.
So, do you want me to recite anything for you? Give you a little drop?
Oh, not at all. I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, what sweet people they have in Kentucky.
Sid, you should make
I think somebody in the chat should get a free one to compensate.
Let's see. Someone in the chat, you heard that? You get a free one.
So Jesse, are there a bunch of metalheads in your town, or what's the deal?
Not really. I mean, there's people that kind of like the more well-known bands, but I'm kind of the only one not the only one I would assume, but around where I live, I'm kind of the only one that I know that listens to a lot of other stuff that's not really well-known, I guess.
Would you say there's a lot of Avenged Sevenfold fans in the area, though?
Oh yes, you have no idea.
Safe assumption. All right. Cool. Well, thank you for calling in, and thank you for wishing me a happy birthday.
Thank you for taking my call.
Chris Russo would like you to say that you really hate Psyopus.
I really hate Psyopus.
Nice.
Finally on record.
Irrefutable evidence.
All right. Let's take some more callers. 646 got a New York number. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hi. This is Eric from Bensonhurst.
Hello, Eric from Bensonhurst. Are you Chris Russo from the chat?
I am.
You're the guy who won the Fantasy Football League 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, the first one.
Nice.
How'd you know he was Chris Russo?
Yeah.
Well, because Chris Russo would make so many references
New York
to the
references?
Show. Like, it's this guy.
Wow, good thinking.
So what's up?
Sorry, I'm calling in to wish you a happy birthday, Rob.
Oh, спасибо.
Пожалуйста.
Is there something going on between you and Eric?
Oh,
I don't know.
I just assumed he's also Russian. Since
how do you know him so well?
In the chat, he asked if I read Russian, so I would assume.
Oh, wow!
You never know when a tight asshole can come in handy. So, is there anything you'd want me to say?
What would you like Rob to do for you?
Either way.
I figure this is a good opportunity for you to finally trash Jose on the air. Oh. I want you to say that Jose is a no good piece of shit.
That was not stipulated.
No, it's not racist. It's not homophobic. It's not sexual. It could be considered racist.
I want you to say that Jose is a no good piece of shit.
Oh, okay. Jose
like
is a
Iron Sheik,
piece of shit.
No, Jose Mangan.
Oh, no. That's not what he said. That's not what he said.
Oh, I think you stumbled. What did you actually say there?
I said I want Rob to say that Jose Mangan is a no good piece of shit.
Thank you. That's what I thought you said. All right, go ahead, Rob.
Oh my God.
Okay, I'll say it. But if this costs me my job, I'm going after Chris Russo. I'm breaking into that Chris Russo booth.
If you cost you your job, they're not letting you back into.
It's okay, room. Robbie. I'll get your job back for you. Okay. Jose Mangan is a piece of shit.
Yeah, all right.
Yes!
Now somebody extract that audio and feed it to Jose.
That was great.
You're a wonderful person.
Finally got something that made Rob uncomfortable. These were all easy up until
now. Yeah, that was tough.
Thank you. That was a great call and a great choice of a draw.
I'll have to talk to Jose on Monday and be like, no, that's...
Someone I already emailed it to him.
I know.
There's a whole press release attached to it, too.
Wow, was this a plan? What's going on here?
The post on Metal Sucks already. 19 people called Axel a virgin already on his comment.
Okay. All right. Well, that's it. We're done with this guy. Don't call in again. Oof, that was painful.
Man. Rob, I heard what you said about Jose. That was pretty hard.
It's fucked up.
It was really hard.
For all he's done for you.
What did he do to you? Jesus. That's going to be everyone at Sirius next.
Just when I walk in, like, everyone turns around and, like, looks at me, you know, like,
really,
what?
Dude? Really?
Wow, that's cold-blooded.
You didn't hear the rest of the episode.
So the number to dial, 646-929-1357. If you wish me a happy birthday, I will clearly say anything within reason. As long as it's not racist or homophobic.
Or about Jose Mangan.
Or about Jose Mangan. That's a new addition.
Jose Mangan is a new addition.
Yeah, don't say anything bad about new addition either.
Yeah.
Bobby Brown is a saint.
What's he done to you, huh?
Yeah. What did DeVoe ever do to you? And Biv.
Bell, though. What
Bell
a dick.
Is a prick, yeah.
Yeah. What a dick.
Biv and DeVoe there, and Ralph Tresvant.
Johnny Gill.
How many fucking people were in New Edition? Holy, was he in New Edition?
He wasn't in New Edition.
He was like 40 by the time New Edition came out.
No.
Yeah, Keith Sweat had like hits in the 80s.
So did New Edition.
No, but they were kids then, though. He was like an adult with hits already.
I don't know. I think he saw Keith Sweat short.
Let's see. Sweat short.
Oh, got another caller.
Keith Sweat's his real name. By the way.
It is.
I'm looking at Wikipedia right now.
774, you're on the air.
Hey. Hello. Happy birthday, Rob.
Oh, thank you. Who is this?
Brian from Worcester, Massachusetts.
Hello, I'm Brian from Worcester, Massachusetts. But only Brian and Noah, I think, were the only two people that found that funny.
Motherfucker's high as a kite.
I appreciate it. It was funny because it was the same exact laugh, too. All right, I'm Brian. I could say anything you want. Drop me.
Say Ask me Alexandria are a bunch of pussies.
Oh, okay. I mean, whatever. I don't. Asking Alexandria are a bunch of pussies.
That's so non-controversial.
Made my day.
Well, I mean,
it's just for him. Okay.
Save that drop for the next time we have somebody from Asking Alexandria on the show.
Okay.
And just keep playing that.
Oh, no.
It'll probably happen again at some point, unless they die before then from the live cast curse.
Wait, Rob, happy birthday.
Thank you.
I got one for you.
Okay.
I fucking love Comic Sans font.
Oh, I don't mind it. I fucking love Comic Sans font.
Again.
I fucking love Comic Sans font.
All right, he said it. I didn't think he'd do it.
I have nothing against Comic Sans.
Comic Sans pride, man.
Papyrus? How about that?
No.
I hate banner ads.
No, that is offensive. Nothing I love more than a good banner ad.
All of my advertisers can go straight to hell.
Well, between Asking Alexandria and Avenged Sevenfold, they pretty much said that already.
I
I believe in a socialist system of government and finance, and I don't want any ad dollars or revenue from ads on my site. I hereby renounce
That's
that.
That's very long. You probably need to write that down for him.
All right. The six sick sheep.
We tried.
How about this? Frank Godla is the brains behind Metal Injection.
Oh, I'll never say that.
I'll say it. If somebody wishes me a happy birthday.
Come on.
Happy birthday, Rob. Happy
no,
birthday,
you, Rob. You already got it. You've
happy
both
birthday,
gotten
Rob.
Enough.
I didn't.
You've gotten enough, Sid.
What have I gotten?
Exactly.
God damn it.
646-929-1357.
Phil Labonte was right. I am a huge faggot.
No.
That is offensive to me.
Oh, that's right. You can't say faggot. No. All right. Phil Labonte was right should be enough.
That's offensive enough.
There should be a new Metal Injection t-shirt.
Oh,
Mr. Labonte was right.
Mr. Paul wants you to say gay cock enough and yum.
But he spelled it weird.
Yeah. Well, it's Hebrew. It's all weird. Are you kidding?
I guess.
It means go jump in a lake, by the way.
Go take a dump in a lake.
Is it really?
Gay cock means go take a dump. Afen
yeah.
Yam means...
Oh, it's Yiddish, right?
Yeah.
Yiddish.
Yeah.
Oh,
my grandma used to say that to me.
And then you asked her the translation.
I see.
The number to dial, 646-929-1357. 616. You're on the air.
Hello.
What?
It's Z-Man and Q, baby.
Oh, wow.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Rob. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, wow. The whole chorus. Thank you. Wow. I have a tear in my eye right now. And it's not from those onions, I'll tell you that much.
What onions? No onions anywhere.
Who's on the line right now?
Alex from Grand Rapids.
Hello, Alex from Grand Rapids. And who do you have with you there?
A bunch of my good friends. We're just barbecuing for your birthday and Labor Day.
White whale. We're
debating the lyrics of Blood and Thunder right now because my friend's an idiot.
Oh, I see. You guys don't have smartphones to like look up the actual lyrics?
So using their smartphones to call
well,
us
we
up?
Well, we do. We're just being lazy.
I hear you.
I'm
going to
be honest. I think I owe you that much.
All right. Well,
all right. Have a good birthday, man.
Thank you. You're a wonderful person.
Thank you. I think you are too, and I owe you enough. I love your website and your podcast and everything.
This guy. I would give you a hug if I was in Grand Rapids right now, but I'm not.
God damn it. I hope there is a day when we can hug, Rob. That would literally mean a lot to me.
Oh, my God.
No homo.
It could be a little homo. It's
I think
okay.
It's too late for that. It's too late for that.
Like Rob was going to hang up on you if he said, no, that's homo.
I was like, oh, well, actually,
hey, what number is it?
The play on that was a little too long, so it doesn't count.
It's wait, because his friends there start giving him the stink eye. Otherwise, he wouldn't have to say
the guy's riled up.
Jeez. They hung up.
It's all always right. Weird when a caller of ours has more of a laugh track than we do.
Yeah. Well, they cracked himself up. What do you want?
They might have had something to drink or smoke.
Maybe a little tad bit.
Also, he didn't tell you to say anything, so that means the chat room gets another freebie.
All right.
Come on, chat room.
Once again, the number is 646-929-1357. I got to say, this is much easier than doing the shots.
It was still fun.
Yeah. And my liver... My liver didn't have to suffer any more than I would make it suffer normally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Can I smoke some Chem Dog?
I really wanted you to do that White Castle thing.
Yeah, but no.
No one like took the extra effort of actually procuring any.
Well, I forgot. I thought we were doing it next week.
Oh, that's right. You did.
I would have gladly brought, like, donated the White Castle.
You could probably bring a bunch of White Castle to Rob next week.
But just, like, the thought of Rob, like, an hour and a half later eating, like, room temperature.
Yeah, that's like, great.
That would make him sicker than the vodka shots.
No, it wouldn't. It would be even, I think.
He would destroy the bathroom here. He would destroy it.
But that would be, like, when Rob gets home, he would just destroy his own bathroom and there would be
I don't
no...
know that it would necessarily take that long.
I feel like I could make it back home.
How are you getting home? You're walking, right?
Yeah.
Probably shitting himself on the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I might have a sit and just have to duck out into the woods and then throw out all my.
There is no woods here. What do you? What woods?
Right by the highway. There's
you
that.
You might like, have a sit.
There's that dog park.
Oh man, I ate so much White Castle. I gotta go have a sit. Oh.
I'm fine with that being my legacy. Totally fine with that being my legacy.
Wow. Pygmy Tumur wants me to say something really offensive. Let's just say, I have never been impressed by Ken Dog. That is just untrue.
I thought that was just his opinion.
No, that's what he wants me
it
to say.
It doesn't say
you just it. Don't. You just don't get it. No, you just don't. You're not on our wavelength. I'm not on the wavelength either. Yeah. 630, you're on the air.
You're not on the wavelength of the English language.
630.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you from?
Raul from Aurora.
Hello, Raul from Aurora.
Raul from Aurora.
That sounds like a rap song.
Aurora, Illinois, home of Wayne Campbell.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Sure. It wasn't really filmed there, but...
That's where, yeah, it took place. So what's up?
Oh, no, wishing you a happy birthday.
Oh, Is that what was going on today? I didn't realize that.
Is it? I don't know. I just called in right now.
Yeah, we're talking to you. We know you just called in.
Wait, so you just for no other reason?
You called random numbers. Yeah. Says, happy birthday, Rob. Finally paid off.
I don't know why it's so funny to me right now, but funny. Cool. Well, thank you. All the way from Aurora, Illinois. That's love.
Yep. I really wanted you to know that.
Thank you. I truly, truly appreciate it.
Do you have anything you want Rob to say?
Can I pass mine off to Sid? Because I can't think of anything right now.
Can you what?
He wants to pass it
can
off
I
to
pass-
me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I can't think of anything
okay.
funny.
I'll just say gay cock and wife. He didn't say that before.
Gay cock and efenyam.
Come on, say it like me.
Gay cock and efenyam.
Oifen.
Oif. Gay cock and oifenyam.
There we go. That works.
Thank you.
Sound like an angry Anthony Weiner.
What ugly language that is.
So I'm going to text you some pics then.
More? Yeah. I already have enough.
646-929-1357. Only a few minutes left. My ass is gorgeous. I gotta agree with that one. I like keeping a tight asshole.
Well, that's because he doesn't eat a whole thing of White Castles.
Yeah, that's true.
Keep that tight.
It should open up.
What if we were to give Rob the White Castle and he would like go home and shit himself and he would get a hemorrhoid?
You might already have one.
Yeah, just not realize it.
I don't know how you would get from here to your house. In time.
Yeah.
There's no way. I've eaten
and, I mean, I guess if I was eating it over the 2 hours, I would have digested some of it before. I just ate them in a row.
Before I stop chewing, I have to shit.
Yeah.
When I eat White Castle.
It takes a few minutes. Or usually it's just I'm farting the whole night, and then the next morning I let it out.
It'd be your personalized motor scooter just zipping you right home. Just ride a cloud of farts.
I like it. Good method of transportation.
Work on that technology.
Silence. Someone in the chat wants me to say I'm a milk frothing Daft Punking hipster.
Goddamn hipster.
Oh god, I don't want to insult.
By the
god.
Way, read the name of that chat person.
I never eat the meat. Oh, Rob's pedo beard quit the chat though. That's sad.
I never eat the meat.
What was the context of that?
I don't know.
Because Noah always eats
she's
the
a
meat.
Because she also said this.
I just want the meat.
And it's from the same episode.
Well, maybe she's saying, oh, maybe some people say I never eat the meat, but I would say.
I don't remember. Someone in our chat will know what was going on there.
Okay.
Chris Russo wants you to say that you have terrible follow-up questions.
Well, we know that's not true.
Happy birthday, Rob. I have to say it.
I have terrible follow-up questions.
We need to make just a loop of all of these.
Someone should do a remix.
to the Daft Punk song with Warrior.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
That stupid song is stuck in my head now.
Play the Jewish one again. I want to hear it.
Are you sure?
Yeah. It's time to get clarity. It's Rosh Hashanah. Time to...
The Chacham of Clarity?
The Chacham.
There we go.
Ugh, this is so bad. All these men dancing around. Yeah. The women are home with the rolling pin.
Who taught this, like, 8-year-old Orthodox boy to break dance?
I don't know.
Like, what?
Frightening.
There's a part where they do, like, a cartwheel off the wall, like the wailing wall.
Yep. I'm sure that's what they intended with the wailing wall to fucking.
It's the birthday of creation.
Do a sonic boom off of it.
Yeah. All ends with beginning. What keeps the planet spinning?
It's not God. Wait, isn't it God?
From the beginning.
Benji Mayer is in
this. We.
Where was that Syrian nerve gas when this was being recorded?
The one good use for WMDs.
Oh! How do we not talk about this Pennsylvania woman accused of giving birth in a bar bathroom during a wrestling pay-per-view, which was SummerSlam.
A bar bathroom?
Yeah.
She was in a bar watching SummerSlam.
I thought she was at the event.
No. She was at some bar in like rural Pennsylvania.
Shocking.
Yeah.
That a bar wench would fucking...
Everyone from Pennsylvania should put their newborns in the garbage.
She's saying she's doing a service.
Yeah.
And she prevented a human being from having to watch a WWE event.
She's like, fuck this, more wings for me.
So she didn't know she was pregnant. She went to the bathroom, gave birth,
she didn't know she was pregnant. Nobody else knew she was pregnant.
Oh, okay. So, and then dumped the baby in the tank. No, not in... She didn't flush. She put it in the tank.
To rest. It was resting. Like,
She suffocated it and then put it in the tank.
Okay, that's much better.
Yeah.
Ew.
Because if you're a baby, you don't want to sit in a toilet tank.
But like when a woman gives birth, there's also the placenta that comes out. What does she do with that?
Oh, probably ate it.
Yeah, she put it with the pretzels.
Buffalo sauce.
I wonder who her favorite wrestler was.
Or which match did
it wasn't
hard.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, do you think it was like the Divas match? Yeah, which match was she giving birth during?
What was the mid-card like crappy match?
It was Damian Sandow versus Cody Rhodes, do you think?
I don't know who those people are.
Yes.
Well, I know who one of them is. The other one's Walter Matthau.
Dusty Rhodes, was that the baby and the...
She needs to have like a birth control on a pole match or something so she doesn't have that mistake again.
Oh, she's being held without bail.
As if she'd be able to afford bail anyway.
Yeah, really. It's true.
She can't even afford a pay-per-view at home. She's got to go to a bar. Fucking trash.
What? I mean...
She could just stream it.
There's so many questions here, like, why...
Just that's a good enough question.
Why? Yeah.
Why? The answer is Pennsylvania.
Yeah. You're right.
She also came covered in blood. So how come none of her friends had the sense to...
No, they wanted to take her to the hospital, but she's like, no, I'm fine. I don't have insurance. Just leave it.
I just on my period.
Yeah.
I'm on my period. It's period blood. Out there.
Or a swing song.
Fucking horrible people.
Yep.
Let's go do some more myth.
But like, honestly, if she were to keep the kid, what kind of person would result from being raised by a woman like that anyway?
Right, so you're saying that she's...
It's one less serial killer 20 years from now.
They should all suffocate their kid.
Yeah. And if the kid's born within the borders of Pennsylvania...
Well, he might not be. What if he was like a gas station attendant? He could be a normal
In Pennsylvania?
Person. Yeah.
So those people could get gas in their car and then come to New York? No. Fuck that. That's even worse.
Good point. Flush that fucking thing.
Thumbs down. See, but if she had flushed it, if she had known to flush it.
If she had heard that Rosh Hashanah song, she might have had more clarity and not suffocated her child.
Or if the Mitzvah-mobile would have showed up at the bar.
The Mitzvah-mobile should have hit and run her and just fucking knocked down her ass.
That would
be it's a goy! A pregnant goy with another goy inside of her.
Do
Do you think she knew who the father was?
They say that, no. Didn't the article say that they don't know who the father is?
Oh, no. I didn't see that. Let's see. that poor non-existent baby.
Rabba?
You are the father!
What?
I don't remember even being in a Pennsylvania woman.
Yeah. There's another joke. We should have made him say that. He said it on his own.
See? Sometimes the best drops are the most organic.
You're being wished a happy birthday from the UK, where it isn't officially of this second not your birthday anymore.
Well, it would be my birthday because my birthday is tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So it's your real birthday.
Yeah. Ever since I met you, I always thought your birthday was September 1st, and I
can't
get it out of my head.
Me too.
Why?
But I know that it's September 2nd because September 1st is always wrong.
I just remember his old screen name that had 92 in it.
92.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, duh.
Yeah.
Oh, should I have not said that?
I never use it anymore. Sure, it was O'Donnell.
Want to say what the one he uses now is?
No, no. You don't only use that with me anyway, don't you?
I
can use AIM at all.
I still have it on.
I use it when I'm at work.
Yeah.
I think we're the only three people that use it.
Yeah, everyone else is on GChat.
Yeah, I haven't really logged into AIM in a while.
In fact, you two and my girlfriend are the only people I see on my buddy list ever.
Oh, and Steve Harvey.
What?
Apparently.
He's on AIM?
Yeah.
No,
Moral Barometer 22 is no.
That's too long.
Well, it's without the vowels in barometer.
Oh, Moral Barometer. That fucking Steve Harvey. Don't start me on
that. Ah, Steve Harvey.
Piece of shit human being he is. Fucking mustachioed.
Steve Harvey has some good ideas.
Steve Harvey has some good ideas.
No! Fuck you, Rob. You ruined my drop. Sorry, go ahead.
Nobody said happy birthday, Rob.
It's okay.
It's okay, he did it anyway. I caught him off guard with that one.
Rob's letting loose.
He did a rip a fart on Steve Harvey's fucking nasty mustache. With lice in it. Fucking disgusting. He's the Black Hitler, that motherfucker.
Well, that's why... Because, people say that about Hitler, and it's always the kiss of death. So I just put Steve Harvey's name into that sentence for Rob. Mm.
Where's his moral barometer? It's up his asshole.
Oh.
He's the original king of moral barometers.
Cool.
Steve Harvey?
Oh. Hitler.
Oh, Hitler.
In a way, sure.
You have failed your moral barometer. Into the showers with you.
It's not right. But Hitler did, not your joke.
I just wish Hitler had met Steve Harvey. That's the only thing, not pro-racist.
If only Steve Harvey was born.
He would have done a segment on his show with Hitler and given him advice on how to be better.
What you got to do is stop putting the Jews in ovens. That shit is wrong, man.
You just put the atheists in there.
Put the atheists in the ovens, and then you ain't got no problems. Fucking stereotypical jerk off that he is. All right, enough Steve Harvey.
What would you do if you found out Steve Harvey was a Yankee fan?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised at all. He's perfectly typical. He's from Chicago, but if he lived here, he would be totally a Yankee fan. He probably I has respect for the Yankees. I bet you he's like one of those people,
mm-hmm.
that I respect them because they so successful. So. Atheist. Fuck Steve Harvey. Come on. Next topic.
I want to see Darren and Steve Harvey in a cage match.
Oh, my God.
Fuck his
in an atheist versus moral barometer.
I'll rearrange his fucking fat, bald face.
I think Darren would, totally beat the shit out of him.
Oh, I would savat kick him right in the head. Oh, my God. Never.
You don't want to see Darren do any savat kicks. That's
but he's got
end of a fight right there.
He's got 300 people in his entourage. I'd probably jump me, though.
But it's in a cage.
They just climb over the cage.
Hell
you
the
don't
cell.
Take
Hell
care?
In the cell, yeah.
Please. Chris Russo said, moral barometer on a pole, man.
Yeah. I like that.
And also, what does Jake think of Steve Harvey? You were asked.
I don't have an opinion on Steve Harvey. I don't know who the hell he is.
You've never seen the Steve Harvey show?
I mean, I know who he is, but I don't know anything that he's done. I don't know what he said. I know you guys make fun of him a couple times.
We've probably given so much publicity to Steve Harvey.
You probably wouldn't like him, Jake. I'll answer for Jake.
Oh, it sounds like he's a shithead.
Yes. There we go.
Very much so.
Another convert.
All right, let's wrap things up.
All right. I have a song I want to play. You have something? You see it look like you're reaching for.
Oh, no, go for it.
All right, are we wrapping up? You want to say anything?
I want to thank everyone who called in and wished me happy birthday. That was very nice of you. Everything I said is a lie today.
Really? Everything?
Well, not everything. But just the things that people made me say. I love Jose Mangan. He's such a great person. But send him that drop. All right, we're out of here. Thank you, everyone, for calling in. We'll be back next week with a new episode. Part of your dick, give it to me.
You never know when a tight asshole can come in handy.
My dick on a thing.
Stuck inside your penis.
Is Megan my sub?
I can go either way.
I had my weekly drop earlier today. Thank you, Miss Minaj. I am a stupid hoe.